Hey everybody, it's Pastor Brian Ross from Grace Life Bible Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and I want to welcome you to my first midweek video of the year 2022. We have a snow day from school today, and probably if I didn't have a snow day, I wouldn't have made it for a Thursday morning video today. School started again after a two-week break for the Christmas holiday and the new year, so I didn't make a video last week. I said in my previous video, the week of Christmas, that I might not have time because I was having family in town, etc. I just had a lot of other obligations and probably wouldn't have time to make a video, but I am going to make the deadline today. Thanks for a snow day. It's been a pretty crazy week, kind of getting back into the swing of things, beginning of a new semester at school, and so there's just a lot of extra little things that had to be done this week that wouldn't normally be occurring. But all that being said, I want to wish everybody a happy new year. I want to welcome you to our YouTube channel here, Grace Life Bible on YouTube. If you haven't already done so, if you would consider subscribing and ringing the alarm bell here so that you guys can stay current with the ministry, with what we're teaching from our assembly building on Sunday mornings, as well as the content that we're trying to create here midweek for your edification. We're glad that you've tuned in with us. In the month of January this year, I'm featuring my booklet, The Preservation of God's Word, a close look at Psalm 12, 6, and 7. The Preservation of God's Word, a close look at Psalm 12, 6, and 7. This booklet looks at whether or not the psalm is teaching the preservation of the words or the preservation of the people. Now, I'll just be upfront about it. I believe it is teaching the preservation of the words, although I have a little bit different take or understanding on it than some of the other brethren might. So if you're interested in a little booklet on this, this would be a good thing to get to pick up, to pass out to people who you might be talking about the issue of preservation with. It doesn't cost very much, and I encourage you to check that out from Dispensational Publishing House. There'll be a link to that in the description for this video. I also want to remind you about our Rumble channel here, Grace Life Bible Church on Rumble. We started this last year in 2021 as an alt text site, an alternative text site for our church to post videos. So we're up to 171 subscribers here. We're up from 163 or something like that, I think, the last time I made a video. So that's encouraging. We slowly continue to grow here on Rumble. And if you're into alt text sites, we'd encourage you to find us on Rumble and subscribe to our channel there so that you can stay current there as well as an option. So what I really want to talk about in this video is mostly just to give a couple updates, to talk about a few things that are going on with the ministry of Grace Life Bible Church and some of the things that are happening online here for those of you that are following the ministry and trying to stay current. For the last 2 weeks, I have not taught the adult Bibles, the adult Sunday school class, and Brother Bud Chrysler has filled in for me the last two Sundays. So we're going to be resuming, though, on the 9th. The class from This Generation Forever class on the issues related to the preservation of the scriptures. Okay, so this is now fully updated. There'll be a link to this also in the description for this video. So I'm going to be teaching lesson 162 on Sunday, and we're going to start looking at these work in progress primary source documents. And I've got a lesson scheduled on Sunday to talk about all three of them in an overview sense. We're going to look at Manuscript 98. We're going to look at the Bodleian Bishop's Bible document, talk about that a little bit, Bible 1602, and say a few things about the notes of John Boyce if I have time to include all of that. In the meantime, between the last lesson that I taught on that, the Sunday before Christmas, which would have been December 19th, I believe, if my memory's not wrong, between then and now when I'm making this video and when I teach the next lesson, lesson 162, between then and now, I purchased a book. This is a big book. It's called The Making of the King James Bible. And this is from 1956, and this was published or done by a guy named Elliot Willoughby. And Willoughby is important in the, you see, he's important to the story that we're trying to establish as far as these three primary source documents goes, because it was him in the middle of the 1950s, in 1955, he went to the Bodleian Library in Oxford, and he also went to the Lambeth Palace Library in Britain. And it was he who discovered or realized the true significance of Manuscript 98 and of the Bod 1602 document in the possession of the Bodleian Library. And he wrote this short monograph that I just showed you, The Making of the King James Bible. To one of the reasons for doing it was to report on what he had found, and it's really sort of the first public awareness of those, and I'll be talking more about this in my lesson coming up this Sunday on the 9th. So if you're interested in this topic, you're definitely going to want to check out that lesson either live. We're going to go live from the church building at 9 o'clock in the morning Eastern time on Sunday with lesson 162. But anyway, this book that I was just showing you by Willoughby, there were only 290 of these ever printed. And it's extremely hard to come by. And I want to thank the elders of the assembly, Grace Life Bible Church, for approving me for using some printing ministry funds to pick this up. But there's definitely details in here that I have not seen other places, and I'm excited to go over that information. So if you're not following From This Generation Forever, a study of God's promise to preserve his word, please consider doing that. Okay. I want to say I have started a process of taking all of the notes from this class, From This Generation Forever, and putting them into book form. So I've already submitted a manuscript to Trust House Publishers to take the notes and put them into a book form as they are, as notes. And I've already received back some mock-up cover art, and that process seems to be moving along fairly well. So I'm excited for hopefully within the first few months of 2022 to be able to release the first volume, or term one. Term one is going to be on inspiration. Then I'm going to plan on term two being on the issue of preservation. Term three is going to be on issues of canonicity and transmission. And then term, four is going to be on the pre-1611 history of the English Bible. And as you know, I'm right in the middle right now of teaching on the King James itself. So I'm excited about getting that information into book form for those who might be interested in it. Another thing that our church is doing this year in 2022 is we're doing something that I've called the Bible Reading Challenge. So on our website here, so there'll be links to all these things in the description. On our website here is a page that we created. It says here, the 2022 Bible Reading Challenge. And what we're saying is we're asking to the saints out there to join us in 2022 in reading through Paul's epistles every month. This can be accomplished by reading three chapters a day. Please see the images below for different reading options. Let's see what God will do in our lives by prioritizing his word in 2022. And if you're interested in purchasing a King James Reader's Bible, please check out the options and the links below. So let me just show you what we have here, okay? First, we have my two messages sort of explaining, give attendance to reading. This is from November 2021. And then from the day after Christmas, Psalm 119 and the Bible Reading Challenge. In these two messages, I kind of explain my rationale and my thinking, my thought process behind the Bible Reading Challenge. So if you haven't watched those videos, those might be good for you to check out. There'll be a link to this in the description under the video. And then we have images here of three different reading options or three different reading plans. So the premise of this is that if you read three chapters in Paul's epistles every day, you'll read through all of them in 1 month. And so what we're doing, what I've challenged our assembly to do, is to read three chapters in Paul a day and to read through his epistles 12 times this year in 2012. I don't know what I'm talking about. That's not what I meant to say. But there's three different reading options here. There's two different ones here for just reading them in their canonical order, or the order that Paul's epistles appear in the New Testament. And then there's a couple options here if you're interested in reading them in their chronological order, or the order that they were written in, all right? And then down here at the bottom are links to three different King James Reader's Bibles if you are interested in picking those up. And I'm going to include a link to a video that I made in this to when I first picked up a King James Reader's Bible and what my thoughts were on that. That will also be in the description for this video. So we're excited about a lot of the things that are going on, both in the adult Sunday school class with From This Generation Forever, with our Bible Reading Challenge. Also want to remind you here about on YouTube our rebroadcasting of the Grace History Project. And I've established this playlist now, and this will also be in the description for this video, of all of these lessons as they are being rebroadcasted. A rebroadcast schedule is every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9 a.m. That's Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 9 a.m. These are scheduled to rebroadcast and then populate this playlist right here. So if you've ever been interested in studying church history from a Pauline dispensational perspective, you're definitely going to want to check out this material here in the Grace History Project, tracing the abandonment and resurgence of Pauline truth from Paul to the present. And then also here in the first week of the new year, my wife and I have done a new podcast episode right here, New Year Reflections. So if you're interested in checking out the podcast, again, we're just trying to create content here to edify the body of Christ, to renew our minds in sound doctrine. There's a lot of junk going on in the world. The distractions and so forth are just limitless and endless, and we're trying to provide things to edify the body of Christ, both from our assembly and then also from the ministry here online with the podcast and different things. And I already mentioned to you again the From This Generation Forever class. So please check that out if you haven't already done so. Again, I'm going to bring lesson 162 Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. Really, really excited to get that class back up and running. So we're finally at a place where we're going to actually talk about the three primary source documents. And then just a reminder, we go live every Sunday morning from the church building. We go live at 9 a.m. and around 10:40 for our main service. We're on a few different platforms. We're on YouTube. We're on Facebook. And we also are moving now through Boxcast, if you click the live stream button here, to being able to live stream directly to the church's website. Now, I'm working on connecting my Mevu camera that I use for Sunday school in the back classroom to be able to do the same thing. But here's another option for you to be able to catch the live stream right here on the church's website by clicking on the live stream. So we're excited about the new year. We're excited to see what the Lord will do, how he's going to work in the lives of his saints through the Word of God, through the Bible Challenge, through the different ways of edification and so forth that we're trying to provide to the body of Christ. Appreciate you tuning into this video. And before you go, okay, make sure that you like this video, share it, leave a comment, invite others to join us here on Grace Life Bible on YouTube and also on Rumble. Don't forget about the featured book for the month of January, which is the booklet on preservation. A lot of things going on. Appreciate your attention. Before you go, though, I just want to remind you, if you've never trusted Jesus Christ, if you've never relied and trusted exclusively in his death and shed blood on the cross for your sin and his resurrection from the dead, if you've never relied exclusively on that and trusted that and that alone as the only total complete payment for your sin, you stop relying on works and religious performance and things that religious system will tell you to do, and you just relied and trusted exclusively in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ, he will save you that moment that you trust that. He'll give you eternal life as a free gift. He'll take you out of Adam and baptize you spiritually into the church, the body of Christ. He'll seal you into the body of Christ unto the day of redemption. He'll take you out from under the power of darkness and translate you into the kingdom of his dear Son. And it's just a great deal. Don't let another day go by before trusting Jesus Christ as the only total complete payment for your sin. Won't you make that decision today before it's everlasting too late? Thanks for your time. Thanks for your attention. Lord willing, we'll see you next week.